2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
As we inch closer to the start of the school year, school districts across the state are releasing more details about how things will look in the fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, school districts that are even right next to each other can have different plans so far. Some say students will be in class with masks. Others say it will only be remote learning. Some are offering a hybrid, and no one seems to be happy about any of it. Districts say they get comments from teachers and parents with concerns no matter what the plans are. The state's largest school district wants feedback, too. The Alpine School District has a board meeting tomorrow night where people can comment either in person or online. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos intends to have American schools open for in-person classes this fall and says schools that don't open don't deserve funding. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on that. John?
Yeah, Amanda, DeVos is insisting that students need to be back in classrooms, not only for their sake, but for the sake of families nationwide that depend on it. The education secretary joined Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday to explain a little bit more.
How do kids get back to learning in the fall full time, and how do we ensure that they get a full year plus of learning? They've fallen behind this spring.
DeVos also seemed to double down on a threat to withhold funding from schools that don't reopen in the fall, saying, quote, if schools aren't going to reopen and not fulfill that promise, they shouldn't get the funds. Now, one exception she did note is the possibility of COVID-19 hotspots, saying that specific areas that fall into the hotspots will have to be dealt with differently. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
After a delay of several months because of the coronavirus, a lawsuit between Susan Cox Powell's parents and the state of Washington is scheduled to resume today. Chuck and Judy Cox are suing the state of Washington after Josh Powell killed his two sons while on a state-supervised visit back in 2012. Washington State is expected to provide expert witness testimony regarding the standard of care for social workers. The case is expected to last 2 weeks. A Tooele County teenager accused of killing his mother and three siblings is scheduled to be back in court today for a status hearing. C.J. Haney could face at least 25 years in prison if convicted. It took firefighters the better part of the weekend to get the Crestwood fire contained. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the update.
Investigators say the fire near the mouth of Mill Creek Canyon was caused by arching power lines. Crews used a helicopter and several engines and closed off Crestwood Gully to hikers. One Mill Creek resident, Barry Moore, says he wasn't too worried at first, but it didn't take too long for those flames to get a little too close for comfort.
It started off really small. I couldn't see any reason for it, but by the time I got back up there with our hose, it was up into the trees and heading uphill really fast.
No one was hurt, no homes damaged, and for a time, though, some evacuations in Mill Creek Canyon occurred. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Overnight, fire crews in Provo responded to a large house fire. It happened near 3600 North and Paiute Drive. The fire quickly spread, burning the front entry and the attic above it. The home suffered extensive damage, but nobody was injured. The cause is now under investigation. The Sunshine State becomes the coronavirus state. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Florida saw the biggest single-day count of new coronavirus cases with over 15,000 yesterday. That tops New York's 11,000 in a day back in April. A lot of Sunshine State residents just aren't wearing face masks.
They're being oppressive with their rules and mandating health procedures. You know, it's time to stand up and fight.
36 states are seeing increases in cases. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A fire is still burning aboard the Navy assault ship Bonham Richard in San Diego. 21 people hurt after an explosion yesterday morning. Rear Admiral Philip Sobek credits the efforts of firefighters and sailors.
They're fighting their ship and they're saving their ship.
It's unclear what started that fire. A dozen states face heat warnings today. Death Valley, California reached 127 degrees yesterday. Palm Springs set a record at 121. Phoenix was 116, the hottest day there in 2 years. It was 113 degrees in New Orleans. Actress Kelly Preston has died of breast cancer. She was 57. The wife of actor John Travolta starred in films like Jerry Maguire.
Jerry, there is a sensitivity thing that some people have. I don't have it.
She had been battling the cancer for 2 years. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A planned name change for the Washington Redskins appears to already be hitting a temporary snag. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Out with the old and offensive. The announcement today of the name change for the Washington Redskins may be a cliffhanger. The Washington Post reports while the Redskins' name will be retired, the new name won't be immediately revealed. Sources tell the paper the replacement name can't become official yet because trademark issues are pending. Native American tribes and other organizations have lobbied to drop the Redskins name because some deem the term Redskins as a racial slur. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.